Dust in a Hearty, Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you still there? Forward!
Big Jim Farnsworth had been a Texas Ranger and a good one until a falling horse crippled his legs and forced his retirement. For 10 years after the accident, Big Jim had lived with his wife and old Alabama Jackson in the town of Cinder Creek. He lived close to the creek that gave the town its name. The water that bounded over rocks and gurgled past Big Jim's back door went through the town and then on through the valley. It was in this valley at the edge of the creek that the Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp.
What do you have there, Tonto?
That's plenty strange.
You've been puzzling over that piece of paper for some time. Where'd you get it?
Me find it on edge of water. It's letter. It never get mailed.
Let me see it.
It's for Captain Hawks of Texas Ranger.
Yes, I see it is. Dated nearly 2 weeks ago.
Why it not mailed?
Tonto, this is signed Jim Farnsworth.
Oh. You know him?
He was a member of the Texas Rangers at the same time I was.
Oh.
He was hurt in a fall. I heard that he had to use crutches to get around.
Him live in Cinder Creek?
I never knew where he lived. We're going to call on him, Tonto.
Him know you?
We never met. He's older. He was almost a tradition in the company when I became a member.
In letter, him ask for help.
This letter was never mailed.
Maybe bring help anyway.
Get your horse, Tonto. We're going to town.
There now, Jim. You comfortable?
I'm all right, Nay.
Think you'd like a blanket over your knees?
No, thanks, honey. Just leave my crutches near the chair so I can get up if I want to.
There you are. And here's your book if you want to read. I'll be back and read to you as soon as I finish putting away the supper dishes.
All right, honey. Where's old Alabama?
He went to his room as soon as he left the table. I don't know what he's doing there.
What's got into that old coot lately?
Why?
Haven't you noticed something different about him?
Maybe so.
Taking to going out after supper seems to keep apart from you and me.
Have you said anything to hurt his feelings? He's a queer.
Oh, look out that window. There goes past the house. Go call him in, Mary. Tell him I want to talk to him.
All right.
I'd like to know what is you, man.
Alabam! Come here a minute. Jim wants you.
Is he coming?
Yes, Jim. I'll go on with my dishwashing.
Close that door, will you, Alabam?
You all wanted to see me, Jim?
Yeah. Sit down, man.
Well, Well, all right.
Unless you're in a hurry to get somewhere.
Oh, no, no, I ain't going nowhere in particular.
Alabama, in spite of the fact that you're old enough to be my father, we've been sidekicks for a good many years, haven't we?
Sure have, Jim.
And we never had a serious misunderstanding.
Of course not.
We both felt free to speak up any time we didn't agree with something. We never let anything grow up between us.
Jim, why are you talking like this?
You had something on your mind for the past 2 months. Speak up, Alabama. What is it?
Jim, there ain't nothing.
Have I said or done anything you didn't like? Ever hurt your feelings?
No, of course you ain't.
Then what's wrong?
Huh?
I know there's something on your mind.
Now, Jim,
you keep
ain't
away
nothing.
From me as much as possible. When you're talking to me, you don't meet my eyes like you used to. You sneak out most every evening.
Yeah, there ain't nothing, Jim. It's just your imagination. That's what it is.
Never mind, Alabama. I can't make you talk if you don't want to. So don't take the trouble to fib to me. Have you heard anything from Captain Hawks?
Who?
Hawks, H-A-W-K-S. Captain Hawks of the Texas Rangers. I wrote him 2 weeks ago and gave you the letter to me. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Captain Hawks.
Didn't forget to mail that letter, did you?
I never forget to mail a letter.
All right, Alabama, that's all I want to see you about.
Do you mind if I go out and get a breath of air?
No, go ahead.
I'll see you in the morning.
You know.
Night.
Was that someone coming in or Alabama going out?
Alabama's going out.
I could hear you talking to him, Jim. Didn't get far, did you?
Nope. I sure wish I knew what's got into the old galoot. I wonder if Pharaoh Turner's been putting poison in his ear.
He might be. Pharaoh knows that you're hoping to smash him and his crooked gambling palace.
Therefore, let's
talk to you, Farnsworth.
Was it your idea, Scar, that Pharaoh Turner sent you here?
You might at least knock before you bust in.
I might not. Depends on how I feel.
What do you want?
Farnsworth, you've been going out of your way to learn things about my boss.
Pharaoh Turner doesn't like it, eh?
No, he don't.
I wonder if he knows how much I've learned.
You got to Pokey Sims before he died, didn't you?
I did.
Farnsworth, you hung up your lawman's badge a long time ago.
That was in the days when we had law in Cinder Creek.
You ain't satisfied with the law that's here now, eh?
Nope.
And neither is anyone else, except the crooks and hoodlums Pharaoh Turner's brought to town.
Well, Pharaoh wants you to know that he won't stand for any monkey shines from you.
Tell Pharaoh Turner to come himself if he's got anything to say to me. Now get out of here, Tinhorn.
Why, you ornery.
If you aim to finish that draw, you better be ready to fire.
If you was armed, I would.
Don't let that stop you. Tinhorn.
All right, I'll show you. Oh!
Here's another.
Oh!
Hey, Fender, I can swing this crutch faster than you can fan a gun. Now get out of here before I swing again.
You'll be sorry for that.
Get. Leave that gun where she fell. Clear out and tell Pharaoh Turner to keep his tin horns on his own side of the street.
You just wait. I've got a score to settle with you.
Close the door behind you.
Oh, Jim.
Crutch makes a pretty good weapon.
Jim, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Scar will try to get even somehow.
What I've done there won't change things a bit.
But, Jim...
Scar won't do anything without orders from Pharaoh Turner. Pharaoh knows he's got to get me, or I'll get him. Lambeast and Scar won't make Pharaoh any more determined to get me.
But Scar was drawing his gun. He'd have shot you if you hadn't caught him with your crutch.
I doubt it.
Who's that?
Jim. Jimmy's mask.
I came in for the back door.
Well, of all the...
That was an interesting conference, Jim. I saw most of it. Scar's luckier than he realizes. If he'd completed his draw, Tonto would have thrown a knife at his gun hand.
Tonto?
At that side window.
Jim, there he is, an Indian.
Who are you?
I'm a stranger in town.
That mask...
And for the present, I want to remain a stranger. Now, if you have evidence against Pharaoh Turner, you'd better be sure it's in a safe place.
It is.
I came here, Farnsworth, to find out why you had sent for Texas Rangers.
You know about that?
Yes, and I've heard enough to answer the questions I intended to ask you. We'll probably see more of each other before I leave Cinder Creek.
Wait, hold on. I want to talk to you.
Another time, Jim.
Pharaoh Turner's Cafe served as a headquarters for outlaws of assorted types who took their orders from the lean-faced, hawk-eyed gambler. Farrell scowled darkly as he listened to Scar's report of the call on Jim Farnsworth.
Then when I wasn't looking, he clipped me on the head with his crutch.
Fine tube gunman you are, Scar. Let an old stove-in critter like Farnsworth beat you to the draw.
He didn't beat me to no draw.
How come your holster's empty? Tell me the truth. You were drawing on him, weren't you? Has Farnsworth got it?
Well, he...
Has he?
Yeah. You see, Farrell, it was like...
I thought so. So he didn't clip you when you weren't looking. You started drawing, he didn't let you finish it. Ain't that the truth?
Well, what's the difference?
You can't lie to me, Scar. Don't try it. I'll catch you every time. Sent you out to find out something from Farnsworth. Did you do it?
Yeah, I found out what you wanted, Farrell. He was with Pokey Sims when he died.
You say so?
Yeah.
I was afraid of that. Pokey probably signed a deathbed confession.
Yeah, if that little coyote told all he knew about us, he told a plenty.
He knew who gunned him. You can bet your neck he squealed on all of us to square things.
Vero, you can handle things if Farnsworth turns that confession over to the local law.
That ain't what he'll do with it.
How do you know?
Pokey's been dead for some time. If Farnsworth intended to let Gus have the confession, he'd have turned it over by now.
Yeah, that's so.
It's a mighty good thing I look ahead.
What do you mean?
I've been figuring that sooner or later I'd have to move against Farnsworth.
Don't savvy.
Look over there at the Fantan game.
Hmm?
See old Alabama Jackson?
Yeah, Farnsworth's friend. I've seen him around here quite a bit of late.
Go tell him I want to see him. I'll be in my office.
Right.
You can come in with him if you like.
Sure.
Hey, you.
Huh?
Turner wants you in his office.
As soon as I get...
Right away.
Oh, well. All right.
I'll go with you. Here he is, Farrell.
Evening, Jackson.
Howdy. Scar said you all wanted to see me.
Sit down. You too, Scar. Jackson, I've been pretty fair with you, considering the fact that your best friend is out to get me.
I know that I owes you some money,
Farrell. I've been more than fair. You started out by losing $50 that Farnsworth got from the sale of a cow. Does he know that you never put that cash in the bank?
No.
I didn't think so. I've given you every chance to win that cash back, haven't I?
Well...
And I've loaned you money to play with, haven't I?
Yeah.
Now, Alabama, Farnsworth is likely to make trouble for me. I need all the cash I can get. I've got to ask you to pay off these IOUs.
Well, I can't pay you. I got no cash. And what's more, Farrell, I found out that your games are crooked.
Who are you to be talking about crooked games after stealing from your best friend?
I never meant to steal that money. I was tricked into betting it.
You think Jim will believe that?
No, he probably won't.
And what'll he say about you borrowing cash from me to try to win back what you lost? Hmm?
You insisted on me taking it. You know blame well you did.
I gave you every chance to get your money back.
All you done was to get me deeper in the hole than ever.
I've got close to $1,000 worth of IOUs here, Alabama. They'll have to be paid for.
I can't do it. Now listen, Farrell, I done you one big favor. Jim gave me a letter to the Texas Rangers, and I didn't mail it.
You weren't thinking of me. You're thinking of yourself. You didn't want the Rangers to come here and take me while I held to your IOUs. Now, what'll it be? Do I get my cash, or do I go to Farnsworth and tell him about you?
Oh, he'd never understand.
Then get me $1,000.
I can't do it. There ain't no way I can do it.
Now, look, Jim's got a secret hiding place in his house. You know where it is. You get into it tonight.
I can't do that. I can't steal from Jim. He's my best friend.
You've already stolen from him. You don't want him to learn about the $50, do you? You do what I say and you'll have the $50 to put in his bank account. He'll never know you borrowed it.
I don't think he keeps any cash then.
Maybe he keeps something that's worth more than $1,000 in cash to me.
Speaking about the signed confession of Pokey Sims.
I couldn't steal that from Jim.
You'll have it in my hands by midnight, Alabama. Or I'll tell Farnsworth a few things about you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. After leaving Jim Farnsworth's home, the Lone Ranger and Tonto went to a new camp, one that was nearer to town than the former camp.
You see, Tonto, before Pharaoh Turner opened his cafe here in Cinder Creek, he was a mighty ruthless outlaw.
Oh.
At that time, Polk Sims was his right-hand man. Pokey knew enough to hang Turner and several others.
Maybe that's why Pokey got killed.
Probably is. There must have been a slip-up someplace, because Jim Farnsworth was with Pokey when he died.
And if Pokey talked, Farnsworth learned plenty, huh?
Perhaps that's why he wrote this letter to the Texas Rangers.
What do you think Pharaoh Turner do?
He's already warned Farnsworth. And he won't stop with the warning, though. He's going to make some kind of move against Jim.
That's right.
Farnsworth isn't worried. He's counting on the Texas Rangers. I wonder what he'd say if he knew that Captain Hawks never received the letter.
You go tell him?
No, Tonto. I have another plan.
And what that?
I'm going to take the letter and call on Pharaoh Turner.
In cafe?
Yes, but not in public.
You want disguise?
No, Kemosabe. I'll wear the mask. It'll fit right into my plan. I'm going to call on Turner in his private office.
Pharaoh, do you think Alabama Jackson will steal that confession for you?
I'll give odds that he does.
Maybe.
I know what I'm talking about. Didn't Alabama throw away that letter instead of sending it to the Texas Rangers?
Who's at my private door?
It wasn't any of the boys. It wasn't their knock.
Who is it?
Are you going to unlock it? Or wait for me to smash the lock.
Well, I've already...
All your guns stand ready. I'll see who it is.
I'm ready.
What's the matter? You have to hold a conference before you open the door?
Yes. Hey, what's this?
You better close the door.
What do you want?
Who are you?
What's the mask for?
Are you Pharaoh Turner?
Yes.
Tell your friend to holster his hardware.
Well, I've ordered
it. This guy.
All right.
What are you after?
I have something to show you, Pharaoh. Read this letter. That's not the original letter. It's just a copy that I made for you to read.
To Captain Hawks of the Rangers.
Signed by Jim Farnsworth. You know him, of course.
Yeah.
He used to be a Texas Ranger. Good one at that.
He's asking the Rangers to come here.
Yes.
Why?
Surely, Pharaoh, you can guess why.
You say you have the original of this letter?
Oh, yes.
How'd you get it?
I planned to deliver it for Jim Farnsworth.
You gotta get out of here first.
Scar, why don't you just keep quiet and listen?
Why'd you bring this to me?
Because I'm sure you know what will happen if the Rangers come and get hold of Pokey Sims' confession.
Oh.
That confession, honest lawman would deal very sharply with you. Wouldn't they, Pharaoh? Oh. You couldn't bribe those men.
You had some reason for showing this to me. What's the idea?
I'm disappointed in you, Pharaoh. I expected you to have ideas.
Huh?
You blocked Farnsworth's last letter to the Rangers.
Ah. Aye, Saving.
How much did that cost you?
That's beside the point. How much is this letter going to cost me?
Oh, this one's not for sale.
What? Well, I thought you...
It won't help you to buy the letter. It'll just postpone things. The Rangers don't arrive in due time. Farnsworth will write another letter.
Yes, but...
Your best bet's to do something about the evidence. You've got to get rid of the evidence that'll hang you.
How soon are you going to start out with that letter?
Why, I haven't decided.
Tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'll start long before that. Unless there's some reason to wait.
I see. Well, I can think of a good reason to wait until morning.
Can you?
100 of them.
In folding money?
You come here at 9 in the morning and show me the original letter, and I'll have all 100 of those reasons waiting for you.
Will that give you time enough to do anything you care to do?
If not, we'll discuss terms for a further delay.
I'll see you at 9 in the morning.
Yeah. And I'll be here in the office. Slip in the back way without letting anyone see you.
Now, I've got to get out of here. You open the door, Scar.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Scar, I don't like to be followed. Don't try it.
That's smart, Galoot. Who's he think he is?
Shut up, Scar. He's a plenty smart. He knows what's what.
Why'd you make a deal with him? Even if he starts for the Rangers now, he can't get him here by midnight. And that's when Alabama will get that confession.
Alabama might let us down.
He won't dare let us down. He's afraid you'll tell Farnsworth about him.
It's the same, Scar. I don't want any of those Rangers here until I got Pokey's confession. After that, I don't care who Farnsworth brings in here. They can't prove anything against me.
After leaving Farrell Turner's office, the Lone Ranger hurried to the small camp where Tonto had been waiting. The faithful Indian knew by the fast approach of the masked man's horse that time was an important factor. He leaped to his feet, ready for anything, as Silver thundered into camp.
Whoa, Silver! Easy, steady, big fella.
Tonto, I've got a long ride between now and 9 a.m.
Where you go?
I've got to meet Turner in his office at 9. Between now and then, I've got to speak to Captain Hawks of the Texas Rangers.
You deliver a letter?
No. I promised Turner that I wouldn't deliver the letter before 9 a.m.
Oh. Me go with you?
No, there's something more important for you to do. Now, I'm sure that Farrell Turner's planning to move against Farnsworth tonight.
Oh.
It's up to you to see that Farnsworth doesn't lose that confession. Watch that house, Tonto. Easy, big fella. And watch it closely.
Me watch it.
Come on, Silver!
Tonto moved silently through the darkness to a vantage point near Jim Farnsworth's home. There he took up a vigil to make sure that none of Farrell Turner's men came in the night to steal a confession from the ex-ranger. The Indian didn't remain in one place. He moved frequently to keep all sides of the house under watch. Presently, he saw the living room lamps turned out. Soon after, the light in Farnsworth's bedroom was extinguished and the house was dark. Then Tonto's vigilance was tripled. His sharp eyes watched for any moving shadows as the hour of midnight drew near. A tiny flame licked the darkness in Farnsworth's living room. Tonto saw the light against a window and moved near to peer inside. A candle on the floor shed faint light on old Alabam Jackson as he reached behind a row of books that stood upon a shelf.
Doggone if I don't feel like the most ornery low-down double-crosser that ever lived. Reckon this is what Fargo was. Pokey's confession. This is it, all right. What was that?
Alabam blew out the candle when he heard a sound in the house. In total darkness, the old man waited, trembling. Suddenly, a strong arm gripped him.
Keep plenty quiet.
What is it?
Some paper.
No, it's a double cross. Zero cent.
Take it.
Give me that.
You make noise, you fetch Jim.
You ain't going to get away with it. Give me that paper.
You keep still. He not want to hurt you.
You can't do it.
You fool.
Jim! Jim, come quick!
You have to do this.
No!
Bigger left, Benny. What's going on here?
Alabama!
That window, there goes. He's getting away.
There, Jim.
That's he.
He's got the confession. He's got it, Jim. He's getting away, Jim. He's got the confession.
Put the lamp on the table, man.
I'll go after him.
Stay where you are.
Here it is, Jim.
Alabama, that candlestick came from your room. You're the only one that knew where I kept the confession hid. I suppose you start talking.
The following morning found Jim Farnsworth and old Alabam heading for the rear room in Farrell Turner's cafe. They reached the door. Farnsworth rested on his crutches while Alabam opened the door.
Well, look who's here.
We're here on business, Turner.
Well, come on in. First time you've been inside my place.
Yes, it'll be the last. Close the door, Alabama.
Here.
Turner, I've come for something you stole from my house last night. Some IOUs you're holding on Alabama.
What?
I told him everything.
Alabama told me how you tricked him into gambling so as you could get him under your thumb.
Oh, so you know he's a thief.
You made him one, Turner. I blame you, not Alabama. I want their confession.
What? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do, too. You sent someone to snatch it from me as soon as they got it out of the hiding.
You're loco.
You did. You figured that if I couldn't hand it to you, you wouldn't have to give up those IOUs.
It'll be bad for you, Farrell, if you ain't got the confession.
Yeah?
I was aiming to turn it over to the Rangers and let the law take its course with you. If I don't have the confession, I'll have to take the law into my own hands. I'll have to deal out your punishment without giving you the benefit of a trial.
Oh. So you come here on the prod, huh?
I've come healed.
Drop it, Farnsworth.
Jim!
Drop the gun.
Now you ain't healed.
Keep him up, and you too, Jackson. See if the old man's got a gun, Scar.
Well, Jim, we should have expected Scar to be hiding in a corner or something.
Yeah, here's a gun. Oh, I reckon we've pulled the teeth from both of them.
Don't get in range of that crutch, Scar.
I won't. I ain't forgot that I owe Farnsworth something.
Now I'll do the talking, Farnsworth. You came here to shoot it out. Well, maybe there'll be a shooting, and maybe there won't. That's up to you. I ain't got that confession, but I'm going to have it.
You ornery liar.
One of you knows where it is.
One of your old men got it last night.
Alabama, there's no use sticking to that story. If I had it, I'd have destroyed it by this time. I wouldn't have to kill a couple of men. As it is, I'm going to give you just 5 seconds to hand it over. Then I'm going to shoot.
Think you can still get away with murder, Phil?
My own place? I can get away with anything. 5 seconds by my watch. One.
We ain't got it.
Two.
I'll deal with one of them, Farrell.
Three.
Jim, I'll go into this.
Four, and you better talk fast.
Stop it, Scar. Or you'll get the same.
The masked man.
Come on, boy. Take over for the masked man.
Hawks.
Hi there, Farnsworth.
It's the Rangers.
Great game.
Make a fast move, Turner. We'll cut you down.
Now, hold on. You got nothing against me.
We got plenty. You got a confession signed by Pokey Sims.
But how'd you get it?
The masked man's Indian friend had it.
Great day. How's it happen you're here?
A masked man brought it.
That double-crosser. Promised he wouldn't deliver that letter.
He didn't deliver a letter. He came and told us that Big Jim wanted us. That's all we needed.
Then you know all about Phil Turner and his gang?
All about him, Jim. You bet we do. If they don't make a move that calls for shooting them here and now, they'll hang.
Oh, Jim. Jim, you won. In spite of an old double-crossing fool like me.
Oh, shave it out of Bam. Forget the past. Let's start over, huh? Hawks, this masked man you speak of, who in thunder is he?
Well, Jim, I don't know. I guess we might call him the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.